Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio. Well, it's that time of year again. The 80th annual Crystal Springs Ranch Rodeo, Clear Lake, South Dakota, gets underway today, as a matter of fact. We've got Ian Sizer on the line. And Ian, what's your role with the rodeo over there?
Hi, yes. I'm on the board, and so I help put on this great event every year.
Okay, that's probably a lot of work. One of those things that you don't just work a couple of days ahead of time, probably a year-round affair, huh?
Yeah, we meet every month for probably 5 to 6 hours, and then once the snows melt and the spring's upon us, we get out here and continuously try to improve the ground to make it a better event for each year.
And here it is, starts actually today, and your first performance 7:30 tonight at the PRCA Extreme Bulls, is that right?
That's correct.
What else is going on in conjunction with that?
We got a bunch of stuff going on in town in Clear Lake. I know they got some different events, pools in town. They got a lot of different rummages and businesses open in town to do some shopping. So,
okay. So you got some royalty, Junior Miss Crystal Springs, and Miss Crystal Springs is going to be their coronation tonight, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Yes, we'll have those, and then... we have, I think, Miss South Dakota's coming as well. So.
Okay, and these events continue now, starting today. We'll be going on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Saturday's final day, right?
That's correct. Saturday night.
Yeah. Okay. What time are the performances?
So each night the performances start at 7:30. Gates open at 5:30. So come early, get your seat, go see some vendors, have some good food, and enjoy the hopefully nice weather.
About entertainment, you got some good music and stuff for them to listen to this year?
Yes, we have free concerts every night at the bandstand.
I was looking here, you've got the Colin Danley, Donley Band featuring Corey Waller and the Wicked Things after the rodeo. You've got a few other variety of things going on, and plenty of good food, it looks like. Everybody likes the food, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's that kind of fair food that everybody... always wait all year to kind of have a good, I don't say healthy meal, but it's a good meal.
Hey, it's only once a year you can eat all you want, right?
Yep.
How about having a rodeo parade at some point in time?
Yeah, so Saturday in town, the chamber puts on a rodeo parade at 2:30 p.m.
Okay, so that's a lot of fun. That goes right through the downtown Main Street of Clear Lake there, right?
Yep, and then afterwards you can meet the Queens and the Bullfighters and the Clown at right outside of Lundy's Bar in town.
Okay. Well, how about if people want tickets for it, how do they get them?
Yeah, so if you are wanting tickets, you can purchase them here at the gate, but we would recommend that you go to the crystalspringsrodeo.com and pre-order them or pre-purchase them. It makes it a lot easier, and make things flow better. And I think they are cheaper online, a few bucks cheaper.
Yeah, and I know on your poster you got some QR codes and things they can scan and check it out there. And one thing this year, 12 and under get in free, and that's courtesy of Lorenzen Equipment over there in Gary. That's kind of nice on their part.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, Elliot and Kenzie Lorenzen, who own that, have done it. This will be their second year of doing that, but just genuinely great people and really love the rodeo, but they know that we're really pushing the family aspect here and bring your kids out. And so they stepped up and said, you know what, I want to cover all the kids that come into this gate. So
yeah, that's a good deal. Save the family some money, and you can reinvest that money in food and other activities instead.
Yeah, absolutely. And we got some really nice Crystal Springs merchandise that the Posh Cowgirl vendor, some pretty cool stuff. It's got the 80th logo, and it's got a 250th with American flag on the shoulder. So
okay, yeah, we're celebrating a lot of 250th celebrations, and be kind of a natural thing to do there at the rodeo, that's for sure. And definitely a popular event. As we said, it's the 80th annual, so it's been going on for a long time.
Yes, yep, 80 years.
Well,
pretty crazy, but
that is a long time, and I wish you a lot of luck with the event again this year. I know a lot of people in our listening area head over that direction, and there's always a lot of traffic flowing that way. And we appreciate you taking a little time to talk to us again, and good luck with the rodeo over there in Clear Lake.
You bet. Thank you so much, and take care, and everybody, God bless everybody, and safe travels here.
Okay, thanks much. You have a great day.